Hey, it's Calvin. So here's something pretty interesting. Say you have a newsletter and you want to make a special offer that within the first 3 days after they subscribe to your newsletter, they can get a special offer, a special discount on your product. So let's have the auto response here, welcome to my list. And then let's grab a product, not a list here, a product. Let's say it's, I don't know what it is, it's the Mastermind product here. And we make a special deal. So normally it's $1,000. Now we do one called half off special. And it's $500. And it's a secret link. And we create that. Good. And maybe we do even do the replace other price here. So we show clearly that it's that it's a good deal. So we grab this link, and so then we here's what we do. Dear, first there you go. Beware of this. Like that. So we insert the link, that secret link that we got. Write the text, etc. Here's the trick. Here's the link to that, the purchase link, that special link, and it's tested, it's okay. Now you click edit here, and you can set it to expire 3 days after the email is sent. And by default, then after 3 days, we'll send them to just a generic, this link has expired page. But you can also add a custom URL in here and send them to some other page, maybe the standard sales page at the standard price. So that would be this link to buy it at the normal rate. And so after 3 days, the first 3 days, the link in the email will work normally, and after 3 days, exactly. This will happen instead. They'll get that link instead. So that's how you can do it. So now that link only works for 3 days. There is one thing to be aware of, though, which is if they click the link before the 3 days are over, they get the link here. And then if they, bookmark it, excuse me, or write it down or whatever they do, that link will still work because the actual URL works, but the link that they click in the email is different because that's what we do use for tracking. So that's gonna take us through the Simplera web server and check if the link is expired and then give them the expired link instead, right? So if they click it, save that URL, they can circumvent it. But for most intents and purposes, this is a great way to make sure that when you make an offer and you make it time limited, it's really time limited for people. All right, so this is how you do it. You insert the link, you click edit. The same thing works in broadcasts. So, you've got 3 days, la da da, and then, here's the link, and we grab the half off special link. Insert that there, click next. And then down here under links, we can do expire after 3 days, like that. You'll notice here there are a couple of other options. So when we expand that link that it goes to, we'll add these so-called UTM tracking parameters by default. So for a few sites, that causes problems. And so you can actually turn that off for this link. And we are also starting to add a new Simplera contact ID parameter, which is going to let us track stuff going forward. And that you can turn off as well if you want for this particular link. And one more thing, which is that once that link has been sent out, let's see if we can find a broadcast that has been sent. Here, did not have any links. This one, here's one that did have links. So now this email is out in the wild. It's already been sent. But what if we discovered that there was a problem with one of the links? Maybe it was because that web server doesn't work well with these UTM tracking parameters. We can turn it off now. Or maybe we discovered that this URL has changed and now it's dead, so, or we want to change it to something else, you can simply go and change what the destination goes to. Be careful about this, because now we don't know which clicks actually send people to one place and which clicks send people to another place, but you can go in and actually, if you discover like moments after you send an email that this link was broken, you can go in and change it after the fact. And you don't need to send out a new email to people to fix that broken link. All right. So I hope you enjoy this. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being part of the family here. Bye-bye.